Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Fett. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of answer blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is our time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, is she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never all relax. They turned up to the max.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day. You tuned in live. All talk, no filter. We so messy. Hey, we going in. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ underscore STL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse underscore radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. We are fully messy and full of that savage. So, hey, without any further ado, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on this thing. You know what I'm saying? My girl, Niecy. What's up, Ma? My dude, that dude, rap star. What it do?
Yeah. We in this motherfucker.
What's going
poppin',
on?
Everybody? Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you.
Sunday,
everybody.
Sunday, baby.
Easy like Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sunday morning. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling good, man. I don't know what it's like where you guys are, but yeah, it's beautiful here in the Lou, man. So a fantastic day, sun shining, not a cloud in the sky, and it's actually nice outside. You just want to get out and walk. I just walked. Like, walked. Like, I was getting paid to do it. Like, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Yeah. It's a little muggy out here. You know, we had some 80-degree weather, you know, for about 2 weeks straight. You know, now it's like it's dipping down. We having little thunderstorms over there, but that's nothing but cuddle weather, you know. So it is what it is, though. But I'm just happy. Yeah. Cuddle weather.
Nicky, how you over there feeling, man?
Literally just woke up.
I literally just woke up.
So I took a nap.
Hey,
my head was hurting, so I laid down and I set the clock for 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? So I can get my ass right up and call, and that's just what I did. Called in.
Well, pop 2 aspirin and wipe the slime out your eyes, and let's get this shit.
I don't need no aspirin. Fuck the aspirin. I take stronger shit.
Hey, man,
it's one fun with everybody anyway. What's going on?
Hey, this shit gonna be live, man. We gonna go ahead and get them Dollhouse announcements out the way. We gonna come back and get it popping for y'all. Get into that where they do that at. Let's go, Dollhouse. What it do?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net.
We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @DalHouse_radio and on Instagram at @DalHouseRadio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey, look, if y'all just not tuning in, you hear Dalhouse Radio Talk No Filter. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something and want to say something, hit the one. And if you hit it by mistake, hit it again. It'll take it back. But, hey, we're going to get into where they do that at. Half Star.
Yeah. I got two stories for you. I got two curveballs for y'all. This is going to fuck you up.
Not
both
curveball.
Of them are going to fuck you up. Curveball, baby, like 80 miles per hour, like boom. All right, so check this out. An Australian mom, she has a weird ideology about how she is going to raise children. This is all over in Australia. A mom proposes asking a baby, is it okay for that baby, him or her, to be touched so they can change their diaper. This says that the mom said this will teach the baby the whole factor of consent of a person touching your body. So what the mom would do is she will go up to the baby like, hey baby, is it okay if mommy or daddy go and touch you so we can change your diaper? And this is supposed to trigger some type of trust between parent and child of consent. So this was all on an interview. And the guy asked the mother, well, how would a baby respond if it didn't want to be touched? And she said if the baby cries or if it rolls over and has a fuss, that means the baby gave a consent of no. Like, the baby did not give you consent to touch their body so you can change them. So, therefore, the confusion with that is that I found in there is that, well, for one, if the baby responds in a negative way of you trying to change their diaper, how would you know that it was just the diaper itself and not because they actually wanted to get changed? Where's the whole connection? And the woman, she replied, and she said, well, you would have to try to decide which cry is appropriate, if it's a hunger cry or if it's a – they said you're supposed to know all that. That's my whole thing. Where the fuck they do that at where you have to go and you have to ask a baby for you to touch them so you can actually change their diaper? Me Too movement is fucked up. This is another part of the Me Too movement. Me, personally, this is what I think. I think it's a part of that. Now you got to ask a baby consent so you can touch them to touch the, give them a diaper change. That's such a rabbit ass, man. That's why I was like, man, I don't understand that. What y'all think about that?
I think it's some bullshit, dog. I mean, what kind of shit? That's some crazy shit. I mean, it's a child. I'm going to do what the fuck I got to do. So CBS ain't at my house locking me the fuck up because this baby ain't been in the mood and had on a shitty diaper for two motherfucking days. That's redundant, dog. I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. And this, I'm so sick of this Me Too movement shit. People are taking advantage of, you didn't even know nothing about this, any type of a movement before it came to light. So now everybody want to jump on the bandwagon. You done brought the kids into it. First it was all about the women. Then the men started coming forward. Now you're trying to drag people, kids, into the shit. It's a fucking baby. They don't know what the fuck they want. They can't. If you could change your own diaper, then fuck it. I'll leave you alone. The fuck? Niecy, did you ask your kids to change their diapers?
Hell no, little shit motherfuckers. I ain't trying to smell that shit. You change it. The baby don't know. The baby going to cry regardless. So if the baby cry, I mean, you don't know. You know what the fuck you smell. Shit. You know that's automatic. It's going to be a lot of babies. Listen, that anybody following that baby, all them kids going to have wingworms all up in between the crack of their ass. That's a damn shame, all that dirt. That's what you're going to get when you don't wash your out. You don't change that baby diaper, all type of shit. Baby going to have the baby girl's going to have yeast infections with wingworms. The motherfucking little baby boy, he going to have wingworms and something going on with his little pee-pee all up in that little crack. That's a goddamn shame, nasty bitch.
Nasty. I just don't understand where the fuck it was. Where the fuck did they, like, get that at? Was like, this is how we going to teach a baby consent. You know, I'm going, because she was saying that, you know, you talk to your children, you know, when you're a baby. You know, when they're babies, you talk to them. You like, do you want to go eat or do something? And she was like, you're supposed to have a dialogue. And the guy was like, well, you don't, you talk at your children. It's like when you talk to a pet, you're talking at, but you're not having a whole conversation with a baby on how to change a diaper. That's not what it is. So they're babies. They can't grasp what the fuck. Like that whole shit was just weird to me. And anybody who's from Australia, stay the fuck away from me. All right.
Shit. Who believes in the ideology?
That's weird as hell.
If anybody out there.
This is all coming from. From over there. So anybody over there who got the ideologies, please stay the fuck away from me. Because now I'm looking at y'all like y'all the perverts or y'all the messed up thing. Because why would you put something like that as innocent as changing a baby's diaper into consent? Let mommy and daddy touch you to see if you're okay. If you don't want me to touch you, that's fine. I'm going to just leave you, you know, have a shitty diaper just because you cried and that means you gave me no consent to change.
That's some bullshit. That's not how you
bullshit.
Teach a child what is, you know, about a person, you know, touching them down there or anything else like that. She sound crazy than a motherfucker. They a lot of weirdos over there any goddamn way. You know, fuck the baby up for real. The little motherfucker grow up thinking they supposed to sit in shit forever, piss and shit. You know, that's what she doing. It's going to be a little nasty-ass little girl, little boy growing up. Little nasty motherfucker. Don't want their diapers. Don't mean they ain't gonna want their ass washed. Are you fucking kidding me? But that's not the way you teach them. You have to teach them about their body first, the fact. And I don't mean like you gotta be touching physically for anything. You know, you teach them as they're growing up that knowing that this is their private parts. You know what I'm saying? No one, you know, you let them know. We call it a pee-pee. You know, we call it your pee-pee. You know, nobody's supposed to touch your pee-pee. As days when, you know, you let them know this shit, your nose, eyes, ears, mouth. You know what I mean? That's how you start off teaching them. You know, but as a little baby, you don't worry about that kind of stuff. At 1 year old, 2 years old, you know, you slowly but surely start breaking them in. Once they're in the tub. You know what I'm saying? It's layers, it's levels to that type of trying to teach a child. You know, that's crazy. That bitch bugged out, had the kids grow up. Then the little nasty little motherfuckers running around and be having boogers hanging out their nose, don't never wash their ass, and they grow up like that.
Can I touch your nose? Can I wipe that shit off your nose? Okay, for future reference, if y'all didn't know parents, if they say goo-ga is you could do it, and ga-goo is you can't do it, I ain't down. In case y'all didn't know it, I'm dropping some knowledge on you right now. STL got you. You know what I'm saying? So listen. Y'all got to listen. You feel me?
Tell me. Google Gaga regardless. That's just what babies do. They gurgle. You know, that's how they talk. That's all. They can't fucking talk. They got to be fucking talk. So they don't even know. You know what I'm saying? They know, but I'm going to tell you something. After the second time of you changing a diaper, for them as a newborn, they automatically cry when the piss and shit is on their skin. You know what I'm saying? Because they learned that.
Right.
That's how they learn the barrier. You put a barrier between their skin, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And when you change after that first and second changing, that right then, right that moment, they start learning what it is to be dry and comfortable. They don't know what it means. They know they don't want that shit on their ass. That's why they cry when they hungry. They cry when they shitty, pissy. That's where they uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just a need. It's an instinct. It's, you know, it only take one or two diaper changes. That's right in the hospital that they begin to learn that. They don't know when you push them out.
Right.
But it's an instinct. Come on now. Some motherfuckers, I can't,
now, second
you know,
story.
Some people are comfortable being nasty. Because they've been taught to be nasty.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Russell.
The nasty people. Now, the second story, is crazy. It's unorthodox, but after doing research on it, I kind of understand why. In San Francisco, California, there is what they call this great cathedral. They have what you call the Church of Beyonce. Now, it's very rare that we have. Now check this out, because I know what you're thinking, but what it is how many times have we heard gospel songs throughout music history actually turn into secular music? A lot. This is actually in reverse. You have secular tunes sing in a gospel way, you know, dealing with spirituality. They have what you call massive Beyonce. This is try to empower women of color, especially. And other people who might be oppressed. It says they sing Beyonce songs like they would do hymns at a church. Certain songs like Survivor and certain songs like Flaws and All that they would sing into the church, and they would dissect the lyrics to fit a kind of understanding of life, of what they're going through. Like if there's a person in the church who's going through, let's say, a messy divorce or a real bad relationship, the song Me, Myself, and I by Beyonce would be sung. And she would break down the words to try to see, you know, how the lyrics could actually help her situation. They use her stories, you know, for uplifting women of color, especially within the message. They said this is like a black female spirituality within the songs of Beyonce. What y'all think of that?
Boy, that's retarded. I mean, I did hear about her purchasing a church, and thing is, people do that with music. First of all, when it comes to religion, and I was just talking about this very thing, you know, with someone, it's just as crooked in the four walls of the church as it is on a street corner. You know what I'm saying? People do that shit anyway. They break down songs and adapt it to themselves and their situations. People do that shit all the day. You could do that in your crib, but I don't think she needs to sit back and dissect things. Who the fuck? Okay, first of all, can I have that job, Queen B? If you need a motherfucker to sit and listen to your music and say, okay, this one is for the cheating. We got the Becky with the blonde hair over here and the lemonade right here, and that's what you sing when you feel like he done cheated on you. You know what I'm saying? If you need somebody to sit down and just listen to your music all day and break it down into this is for the cheaters, this is for the dope heads, this is for the motherfucker that did me wrong when I was in third grade and he pulled my motherfucking hair. If you need somebody to do that, I got you, ma. Holla at your girl. I need that job. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck, man? Come on, y'all. Come on, dude. This is the best y'all could do with. Come on, man. Stop it. Stop it. Nisi, you going in that church,
huh?
They're playing with the word.
You can't do that. You can't do that to make it fit for what you want it to fit for. That you know, you teaching people scriptures that aren't even part of the Bible. You're just using it for what suits you. You can't do shit like that. And the motherfuckers in that church, they stupid as hell too. You know what I'm saying? They got a room full of idiots. Are you kidding? Dumb fucks.
Yeah, that's.
There's a lot of them too. There's a lot of them too. They got a full fucking cathedral full of people in praise and worship.
I've seen it, but when I read the caption on it, I was like, I never even clicked on it, but I saw that. I didn't even read it because I just thought it was just even the caption of saying some shit like that sounds stupid as hell. I'm like, okay,
that
this
right
ain't
there,
my top
folks, is a prime example of when you got too much motherfucking money to blow. You bought a church so you can have the hymns and all that, the hymns, the ha's, the zuzus, the wham whams adhere to your music. That, my friends, if you did not know, now you know, that is guap to blow. Absolutely. That's some retarded
are
shit.
Are they saying this church is hers, actually, or what?
She bought it. She bought the church.
Mm-hmm.
So she could do whatever the fuck she want to do. She could have a party in that motherfucker every Tuesday and repent on Sundays if she want to. That's just crazy. They out here, man. That's money to blow right there. Hey, that's crazy. But look, we going to get into a quick break, man. That's crazy, dog. We going to get into a quick break, and we going to get into that hot seat. I know y'all been waiting on this, and I know everybody's probably going to have something to say. But we going to take a quick smoke break. It's 420 somewhere. Smoke them if you got them. We going into this break. Kendrick Lamar, let's do All the Stars. I ain't hip. I want to hear it. Let's go.
Oh,
Yeah, that was that Kendrick Lamar, All the Stars. If you're just chiming in, hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, make sure you hit the one and we'll get you in the pit. Okay, so everybody been going ham over this. So we got to talk about it because we're messy and that's just what it is. Everybody knows that recently Roseanne Barr went in on Twitter and lost her job. Recently, she took it upon herself to tweet to a former advisor that the tweet read, Muslim Brotherhood plus Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ. VJ stands for Valerie Gerard. Yeah. So in light of that, ABC and the woman, the head person of ABC, this is my thing. If you're going to talk shit, you know who signs your fucking checks. The head person at ABC is a black woman. You know what I'm saying? So she goes to Twitter. She says that. So people start dropping off. Sponsors start dropping off. You losing money. You know what I'm saying? And the president's name is Channing Dungey. So let's talk about these numbers, man. Her reruns have been pulled. She had stand-up that she was supposed to do in September. They canceled the show. Wanda Sykes dropped off of it. People are going at her on Twitter. Her ex-husband, Tom Arnold, he, you know, came to the plate. It's just gotten redundant. So now she came back around and said, oh, I'm sorry, and I'll do whatever I have to do. Now, all these people, you're talking millions of dollars flushed down the toilet over a stupid-ass fucking tweet. It was scheduled. She got a two-year renewal. So they were supposed to do another 2 years. Her company, ICM, they dropped her. Like I said, the reruns have been pulled. They're canceling her shows. So you losing money right and left, hand over fist, because of a stupid-ass comment that you made. Now you want to come back and try to apologize for her. So my thing is, one, I want to know, do y'all feel like it was such a rapid response from the network dropping millions of dollars? I'm talking like $60 million for one, the first year, and $100 million the following year in commercials, endorsements, things of that nature. Do you think that she dropped it so swiftly because she's an African American female, or what do you think was such the quick response for them to lose all that money and just say fuck it? They talking about doing spinoffs without her. I don't know if they're actually going to do that. It's just in the talks. But what do y'all think about her losing that bag though? Oh my God. What the
fuck? She should lose it. She, you know what I'm saying? That's that prejudice shit. And yes, because she a black woman, she knew damn well she better. She going to get, you know what I'm saying, hit in the head, you know what I'm saying, with the after effect. You know what I mean? You just going to allow this woman to say negative shit, you know, about another black person? That was dead wrong. And she called it a fucking gorilla, this shit, you know. In slavery, that's how they, you know, they looked at us. Are you kidding? Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she dropped her, you know, and I hope that other people watch and follow suit. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, just because they're getting that money like that doesn't mean that you are above, you know what I mean, anyone else, and it just should not be tolerated. You shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't be okay for you to just disrespect a person of color, especially like that, publicly also. Are you kidding?
Right.
But for what I'm saying, she's been this way already. People now, they coming forward and speaking. They coming and speaking because they don't want to be blamed and they don't want to lose their money, even though they didn't have anything
right
to do with it. This is something that has been going on. There's somebody just now acknowledging it, speaking up, you know. It's all on that orange man. He allowing money. He making motherfuckers think it's okay to come out and be disrespectful. Crazy as fuck. She don't need that money.
You know what? I watched something, and it explained it. It said there was like two kinds of racism. There was the racism. I forgot what kind they said it was, but they was like, there's one racism where you can feel whatever you feel like, you can believe whatever you believe, but you can't say it publicly.
Right.
You can be a racist, but you can't say it publicly. You can't publicly announce that you don't like certain type of people. And when you break that contract, because it loses, I feel bad for the people who was connected to the to the whole Roseanne, and they aren't working anymore, or they
gotta and didn't do nothing.
They gotta find other ways. Like they knew all of this. Like the big corporations and everything. Like they knew all of this. It's just you can't say it publicly. This been happening. How many stars do you know personally? Your favorite stars out there that you watch in the movie could just not like you personally because you are a different color.
Right.
So why is it so surprising when one actually states that she don't like a particular people and she makes fun of them? Why is it such a surprise? And when the networks, when they pull her, they supposed to do that. They doing what they supposed to do. They can't have her say what she said or do what she do and still stand next to them, because a lot of people not going to like that. They'll lose their rating. So, of course, they got to separate from her and do what they have to do to be like, we ain't a part of what she do, even though they might think the same way that she thinks, can't let you know it. So.
Right.
Like Niecy said, she gonna make money anyway, because the name Roseanne, that's a household name. No matter where she goes, she going to have some people. She ain't completely gone.
My
all the big
is,
money.
I think. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that all the big money that she lost, she lost that, but it's not like she gonna be hurting. You know, she ain't gonna be hurting. So that's just another celebrity that they just had to roast real quick because it was a public execution. They knew that she didn't like black people or people of color. They had her show. So why do you think a lot of Caucasians really didn't like Roseanne for real? They liked it, but they didn't like it because it showed them in a state to where they wasn't on top of the world. Like every time you see a sitcom, you have a white family, they're always affluent and this, that, and the third. They showed the other side of white America.
Mm-hmm.
They show the other side of white America. That is more common than what was actually being seen in other sitcoms.
People have just gotten really bold about everything ever since that orange man, your president.
I said that's completely true. But
ever since he came in effect, and he's been, you know, out saying outlandish and just saying whatever the fuck he want to say and doing whatever the fuck, knowing it's not right, it's bringing it out where other people feel like, fuck it, I can get away with it too. You know what I'm saying? So, I am glad that someone stood up. You know, I'm always all for, you know, someone standing up for us.
True.
As being colored people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I support the woman. And I congratulate her for taking that stand. She used her authority. Finally, a black motherfucker used her authority in the right way, in a positive
right.
way. You know? That was
True.
What was really good. And we never even
mm-hmm.
knew, the regular people of the world never knew that it was a black woman in charge.
No.
Right.
Didn't know who signed your check before
you
popped your gums.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. You get it, girl.
I mean, I was rooting for it. I watched it back in the day because, I mean, they was white hood to me. I mean, it was the same struggle. You were struggling, had to work different, you know, remedial
mm-hmm.
ass jobs, trying to make ends meet. You had the kids,
mm-hmm.
you were battling them. You didn't want them in trouble. You didn't want them pregnant. You was fighting their boyfriends. It was very relatable. I ain't gonna lie, when it came back, it was extremely political. Like anything that had to do with the things that are controversial today, it was forefront, a punch hard comedy. It was pretty good. You know, I had to let DVR set up to record it. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? But this day and age, it's nothing really surprises me. I'm not surprised. My feelings not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is. She ain't talk no shit about me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the lady who she did say it about, you know, I don't think she had any kind of comeback, which is probably best, because she crucified herself. You know what I'm saying? With them Twitter things. If she was smart, she would have did like everybody else and said my account got hacked. I'm just saying. I mean, because most people, when they shit like that come across in social media, that's their go-to. Oh my account got hacked. I don't know what happened, and then it gets deleted. You know what I'm saying? But I can't believe she said it, because I don't put anything past anyone. You know what I'm saying? But I can't believe her bag is gone. All that money, they won't even play your. They canceling your show. So I'm trying to figure out where she's gonna eat from. They not even playing her reruns, dog. But fuck it, I guess if they ain't playing Bill shit, why the fuck should they play yours?
Preach. Mm. Exactly. That was a hell of a way to look at it. Preach. Mm.
Yeah.
That's really
when
good.
When he got convicted, they dropped his shit.
She better have some dollars. She better have her bus fare put to the side for her future. Shit. Hopefully the bitch did. If she didn't, who gives a fuck? Shit. Bitch ain't sent me no check. I don't give a fuck. Fucker. I mean, I used to love it when I was young, you know, a little girl. I loved to watch all of that. You know, she was, that was one of the, you know, the major things. You knew it was coming on. Even when they stopped shooting, you knew that this is something that's on TV every day. You know what I'm saying? You know, at least once or twice a day on this channel or that channel. So, you knew. And it kept you laughing. It kept you laughing. Because they was getting.
Oh, yeah. Good
they
comedy. It was very relatable. But I want to shout out Ambien. Oh my God! So when she came back with a rebuttal, okay. So let's go to John Goodman. Of course, he, you know, St. Louis native. You know what I'm saying? He was real quiet. Everybody was like, "Oh my God, why is John so quiet? He ain't saying nothing." So when he finally did come back around, he says, "Well, shit, I didn't see the tweet. I find it hard to believe, but hey, stay as far as you can from the bullshit." But I just want to be like Ambien. She said that she took Ambien the night before, and that's what made her send the tweet. So my thing is, bitch, you trying to say that Ambien picked up your phone? Was put in a code, which I'm sure you got a code, put it in, went on your Twitter, and put that statement in there and tagged this woman, or you utilized her name in a tweet. Ambien responded by saying, "Ambien has many side effects, but racism is not one." Shout out, Ambien. I ain't never took that shit, but I might take it tonight to go to sleep.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
Damn.
Got to congratulate people for speaking out. Mm-mm.
Wow.
That shit live.
That was,
yeah.
She was just dumb. To be a smart woman.
They responded to her on social media. They responded to her on social media and clapped back with that.
Look, they let her know, bitch, you ain't getting no check here. Look, bitch, I wish you would come with the lawsuit. How about that? If they let them know right up, straight up front, bitch, it ain't going down. You ain't getting your bus fare right here, bitch. Nah. Bitch, you gonna be walking like the rest of the motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
But do y'all think the dude? That was a little slippery to me. I really think, hey John, I like how you slid to the side and say you ain't see it, cause I don't believe that shit not for one motherfucking minute. And little Michael Fishman, little DJ, you know, even he clapped back at it. DJ don't say nothing, you know what I'm saying? But he had to clap back at it on social media. So then she tried to turn around and play the victim and be like, oh, it's like that, you threw me under the bus. No, bitch, you threw yourself under the bus when you said what you said. This day and age, there's certain shit you just have to know, especially, what is she, like, fucking 60? At this point, you have to know that there's certain shit you just can't say. You just can't do it. Even if that's how you feel on the inside, you just can't fucking say it. At this day and age, at your age, you have to know that there's certain shit you just can't do. Come on, man. So, man, all that money just down the fucking drain, dog. Hey, that bag is ridiculous, and it's in the gutter. That's crazy. So, I hope the little DJ get a job, because I ain't seen or heard shit from him since the first episodes of Roseanne. I ain't gonna even lie. I ain't seen him do nothing. Do we do anything on the side, produce any of that? I don't know. You know, because they break off into other shit, but I haven't seen his name attached to anything. So I'm rooting for little DJ, man. I hope Fishman, I hope you get a job, bro. I hope you get a job, man. Because I ain't seen him in shit. He just, I don't know. He don't have to do what he got to do. He don't have to put that hitchhiking on. You know? That's crazy. But anyway, man, we going to keep it pushing forward, man. We got to get into them honey dip thoughts. We going to catch a quick break, real quick break, and then we going to come back and get into them honey dip thoughts. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Before we do that, real quick, we got a call on the line. So let's see what they want to tell us before we go to the break. So let's go here. 314, you on the live?
Yeah, this is Bonzo, and I just wanted to say that you know, Roseanne, she always be trying to get that shock factor out of everybody too, you know, and she thinks that she can say just whatever it is that she wants. But I agree with your girl there that said how she I just lost my train of thought. Oh my God, I can't believe this. But anyway, I also read something that Fox picked her up. Is that fake news?
I think that would be national news if they did, though. That would be national news if they did. And
it was on the internet. Wait. It was on the internet, I read, and a lot of people were saying it was fake news, but you know, you never know. I don't know.
I mean, to be honest, Carla, I think that if something like that came to light, I think everybody will be talking about that. You would hear that front and center. It would be breaking news if somebody came in and said, you know what, we don't care, we gonna pick you up. I have yet to hear that, so you might want to, you know what I'm saying, verify that. But I don't think that's true. It's a lot of, you know, fake news. You gotta watch your outlets, especially off the internet, because anybody can fabricate something and put it out there and try to come across as a stand up site, but they're not. But we're going to drop it for you first, sure. You know, it's going to be breaking news, and we're going to break it to you because that's what we do. But I don't think there's much truth to that, because if it was, everybody would know it.
Yeah, I would think so. Your girl, though, I agree with your girl, though. Ever since Orange Man became president and he just does whatever the fuck he wants to do, people are thinking that they can do the same shit and get away with it. You know, and I guess she's no different, but obviously she was wrong this time and she fucked herself. But what I was talking about, the shock factor, just like when she was, you know, years ago when she was doing the anthem at the baseball game.
Yeah. She got a lot of heat for that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I think she does stuff half the time just for a shock factor. You know what I'm saying? But this time,
well, I'll
it
tell
just
you what, Carla, she shocked her ass into nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, that's all I gotta say.
Well, yeah, that's enough. We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
thank you for
every Sunday. We appreciate you for rocking with us. Thank you for hitting that one. All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a real brief break real quick, and then we're going to come back and jump into them honey dip thoughts real quick. Let's hit that Cardi B money bag. What that be about? Let's go. Dollhouse.
Money bag. Money bag. Money bag. Money bag. Bitch, I'm making like a money bag. Money bag.
Cardi, I do the math back on Monday, so I'm Friday. Money back, look like bridesmaids. And they all bloody gang, so don't be talking sideways. He said, I'm toasty, stick. You look like a toasty, sis. He makes sure he put Cardi down on his grocery list. Now, why this bitch trying to look at my snap? I take a man and I won't give him back. I just walk into the booth and attack. I hit this button, the roof will collapse. I've been broke my whole life. I have no clue what to do with these racks. Belly from tangerine, champ jumping on my dick. That's why they call it trampoline. Who's the babe back on Monday? So rock and body. This is sweet, pussy fatty. That just was plastic. I say, babe, it's a snack. He say, it's an entree. With them pretty ass twins, you look like Beyonce. Looking like money back, money back, money back, money back.
Yeah, that was that Cardi B money bag, baby. Everybody need a bag right now, especially Roseanne. Mm-hmm. We own them honey dip sauce, man. Hey, what it do, honey dip?
Hey, what's going on? I wanted to tell that caller thank you. She was all good. That she was, you know what I'm saying, right on a point.
Absolutely.
What's going on with me? My God. I've been going through some shit at,
Sneak dishing.
I've been going through some shit with this bitch at work. Oh my God, I'm a minute from punching this bitch in her fucking throat. I mean, you know, I can go from zero to 20 million so quick. And I've been trying so motherfucking bad. This bitch been doing sneak diss shit on the slide. And I peeps that kind of shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? I giggle, I play. You know what I'm saying? I keep everybody laughing. I try to, you know, but I speak real. A lot of people be saying, oh, you need to be a comedian or something. But my shit, I don't be feeling, I just be being me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like, I'm not into that bullying shit. I will get in your ass real quick. I will go in your mouth and I will get in your ass real fucking quick. Never get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? But this bitch keeps doing little sneak dissing. Then I found out that the bitch was making smart comments, you know what I'm saying, when I wasn't around. When it's a group of us. It's like this. A group of us sit at a table, you know, on break time when we first come in. Well, I happen to not be there at the table because I was attending to something else. You know, usually I'm there early, you know, as soon as we get to work, but I had to take care of something else just before, so I was the only one missing from the table. So this little young girl, she was offended by the comment that was made. You know what I'm saying? So we carpool and stuff. So one of the older women, she like 60 years old, she was asking where everybody was at. This little girl that sits at the table, she's real quiet. So you won't even realize that she's even there unless you're looking for her. The old lady came in. And I guess old lady asked this bitch named Tammy, that is a bitch who I'm going to punch in the mouth. They asked the old lady, said, where's everybody at? Now, remind you, I'm the only one missing. The bitch supposed to say, well, the only people that make a difference is the ones that's here right now. I don't know what you're worried about, where the other people at. You know, bitch, what? So now, remind you, I'm not there to hear it. I didn't hear it. But when I came in and I went to go sit down, I seen the little girl at the end. Now, remind you, I'm the one. The first one in the building that she really started, you know, I guess she connected with and started chilling with. So she felt like, you know what I'm saying, we peoples, me and her talk or whatever, and we peoples, she was like, I'm going to tell you what was said. You know what I mean? So this was just at the end. And the little girl felt like the older woman that we carpooled with, the little girl felt like she should have spoke up. You know what I mean? She didn't even realize little girl was at the end of the table. Little girl had got up where she was sitting and sat all the way at the end. And I looked when I walked in, I seen in her eyes that something was wrong. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I go to sit down, and when she said she wanted to tell me something, I got politely up and laid on a table trying to hear what the fuck she was saying. And when she said it, it was an instant. I was about to just go bust that bitch right in her fucking throat. You know what I'm saying? But every single day has gotten to the point, especially since I've been back since from being sick or whatever. Every day she'd say shit, and it's some little slide shit. The bitch can't, and plus a motherfucker that can't look me in my motherfucking eyes, I know you a dirty motherfucker. She's supposed to be a church, you know, holy church type person today.
Oh,
and then the next day,
did.
You all hugged up. Yeah, the next day you all hugged up with this little boy who just was trying to get at me, which I don't fuck, you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with, bitch, you making the same amount I'm making. You going to need 3 or 4 of these motherfucking jobs to fuck with a bitch like me. I don't fuck with broke niggas.
Pick up some OT.
I don't fuck with broke niggas. I don't give a fuck how cute you are or none of that shit. I had to tell the motherfucker, don't let me take my belt off, whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? You know, little shit. I mean, that's just how I feel. Boy, you like, you young enough to be one of my kids or something. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I mean? But that's how they rock. But, bitch, you, the little slide thing, and my intentions Friday was to go in that month. I tried to do it Thursday, but the bitch didn't come back to the table till it was time for us to get off the break. You know what I'm saying? So I was so heated just looking at this little girl because I felt like it was, even though you're saying what you're saying about me, but it was like a form of bullying, the way that little girl said it. And she's, you know, she's like 30 years old, but she's so small. When I say she got to weigh about 95 pounds, you know, she looked like she's 12 until she opened her mouth and you see all of them teeth is fucked up. But other than that, that's how, you know what I'm saying, she's really sweet. Real sweet girl, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen the tears, her holding back the tears because she expected the driver, you know, the girl, the lady, the older lady that we carpool or whatever, she expected her to speak up. You know what I'm saying? By asking,
hello,
when the bitch, when she asked
me, and she was talking shit?
The bitch don't call, the bitch that was talking shit don't ride with us. She don't, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She don't ride with us. But the older woman, the 60-year-old woman, which, you know what I'm saying? I love her to death. She's cool as fuck. You know what I mean? But she don't be, she's another person where the lady I carpool with, she's another person. She's always giggling, making jokes. We laughing. You know, she keep everybody laughing also. So she be so busy. I could tell that she always so busy thinking about what she going to say next. And she be laughing at herself that she don't hear the bullshit. I can tell she don't never hear slick shit when a motherfucker say, because she thinking about what she going to say next. She always, you know, she old as hell. She want to be there early. This bitch want to be at the job early so she get a cup of coffee. Like, bitch, I ain't trying to go till the 9 o'clock in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So she wants to go early all the time. So we all go a little about 30, 45 minutes early. I don't know, but it is what it is. But that bitch, I was going to say something to the bitch. I made it real clear Friday when I came in. When I came in, I said, I was coming, I said the people that was there, but to remind you, on Friday, the bitch that be talking shit, she went out of town. I didn't know she was going out of town, so I was already prepared, and I already knew what I was going to say. Come to the table. I'm not going to point no fingers, but I'm going to let it be known that I am not that motherfucking bitch. Trust and believe me. Bitch, I ain't do this type of no reason. Bitch, I will fuck your ass up. And trust me, I already know I'm going to goddamn jail. So the next time you say some slick shit, this is your, you only get one time. Bitch, I don't know you like that.
I don't like,
you know
I don't
saying?
Like that. I don't, no, she don't know you like that. And I hate that.
Bitch, I don't know
shit.
You
if
like
you
that.
Say it to my
you
face,
don't
it don't
know
need
me.
To be said.
Never get it. Like this bitch, what she told me one day? First of all, I go to work to work. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to work to look for a fucking boyfriend. Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
This bitch be putting her little, what we call a party cap, because that would look like grandma's wig from the church. But it's all feathered up in the front. The shit is, you know, it's a cute little cut that the bitches be wearing or whatever, but it's a wig. You know what I'm saying? And I be looking at the back, and I just happen to see the back. Like, bitch, if you don't get a flat iron and do something with that shit. Listen, so when I just tell the driver about how I've been telling the driver for weeks, I don't like this girl. And it's a matter of time before I bust her in her fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel it. I literally have to get on the phone when we there and call my graphics designer because I mean, need somebody to talk to because every minute it's boiling. I'm starting to, when I look at this bitch, it's starting to build and it's building, it's building. Bitch, I'm going to beat you up like kids. I'm going to beat you up in this motherfucker. I'm going to jail because I'm way out west, bumfuck. I'm going to jail, so I'm taking it to your head, bitch. I'm busting your head to the fucking white meat and I'm trying to split that too. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to jail any fucking way, so I'm going to fuck you up. I don't even imagine I'm working. Like, they put us in the same area, and I'm on one side and she on the other. This bitch won't even look up at me. You know what I'm saying? I don't even be walking, and I could vision myself picking up this little metal thing they use to wrap stuff up with. I vision busting that bitch in the head. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's eating at me, and I wanna fuck her up. So I was gonna say something on Friday. Then I find out the bitch leaves town for guess what? A church revival. Ain't this some shit? Well, bitch, you gonna need God tomorrow. Bitch, you gonna need God tomorrow to save you, to keep you from staying. It just don't. Her best bet is not say a motherfucking thing after I say what I gotta say, cause I'm going in that bitch throat. Fuck it, straight down her mouth in her throat, bitch. I may pull your heart out. You know what I'm saying? I am not.
Oh my goodness! Oh my.
Trying not to do it. I'm just gonna let it be known at the table that this is nothing but space and opportunity with all you motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? If you really knew who the fuck you was fucking with, I would suggest you not. You know what I'm saying? That sneak shit and that sideways talking bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Get you fucked
I'm
up.
Saying it's every motherfucking body. Everybody can catch that bad one. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing to me. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck, bitch. I done did time. I don't give a fuck because I'm busting your ass. So it is just what it is.
I don't know who
I'm
you
at,
are.
I'm at.
But me and Rap Star don't have no motherfucking bail money to be flying to motherfucking Buffalo trying to get her motherfucking ass out of jail. So I'm going to need you to calm your mouth. Find your mouthpiece and find you some peace and go sit in the corner. Because ain't nobody trying to come to Buffalo and bail her out for messing you up.
I think that the driver will probably speak to her before that. But the little girl, I mean, looking at this little young girl, she was so hurt. She was so upset. You know, because it has it's been
so
other little.
So she was about over that one statement she told you.
But that was just it. I've been told you. I've been wanting to punch in her mouth every fucking day, because she's been doing little slide. It's a lot of little slide shit. But at that point, me looking, I can handle certain things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I come from the streets. I am in the streets. I can handle certain things. You know what I mean? But I've been able to keep myself from not fucking her up every single day. I'm talking about every day when I come in, I want to punch this one bitch in the throat. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking day. But I get on the phone because I got to the point where she'd be sitting at the one end of the table, and I turn my chair and I face her because I want her to look at me.
Oh, you be bugging
her? Because I want her to look up and you know that under her breath saying little smart shit, I want her to look up and look at me and say, so then when I hit you, bitch, you know why. Let's not think that I can't hear. I hear better from a distance. I hear better from a distance than I do up close. I don't know what the fuck that's about because I'm a nosy motherfucker and I'm a detective. You understand
you know
what I'm saying? I earned mine. You know what I mean? I earned this degree. You know, so at the end of the day, bitch, the shit you saying and I hear it, this is the one time I wasn't there. But I understand it was said. When the little girl, what she said to me, when we got in the car leaving going home, and just before we got in the car and they moved me to another area where the driver was at, the driver was like, well, I'm just going to say the little girl name, but Shamika, she didn't know why Shamika mad at me. She's like, I don't know why she's mad. I said, she should be mad at you because you didn't defend nor say anything. Where is Jamaica or where is Lisa? When she asked, where is everybody? And the smart mouth bitch made the comment. She should have said, well, where is such and such, such and such at? She came in the door with us. So she's looking, you know, she don't see where we at. And that bitch didn't make that comment, but she didn't see the little girl at the end of the table. And the little girl heard it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
so,
look, be careful what you say and who you say that shit around, because somebody's always listening to people.
Well, the driver admitted.
But we got to get up. Hold up. We got to get up out of here, though. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and drop y'all handles, because it's the end of the road, baby.
All
yeah.
right. Well, I am Niecy Honey Dip on every single thing, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm all over the place. My website, NiecyHoneyDip.com. Setting up bookings for Chicago for next weekend. It's all good. Get at me. Exotica is popping. Good night. Have a happy evening. And if you're having a drink, because I don't motherfucking smoke, have one for me.
Yeah, I got you, Ma.
Yo, it's Rat Star. You hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my music Facebook. Rapstore, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Twitter, Rapstore412. YouTube, Rapstore412. Cheer.
Hey, we here each and every Sunday, y'all. We do this for you. So tune in. We here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. And get at us, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. And we going to go out with that Raphael Stay Lit. I know Nisi wanted to hear this, so we going to rock about with this. We out. We see y'all next week. Raphael, stay lit. Let's go.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit. Turn up, yeah, stay lit. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left. Sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Hell no,
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Y'all House Radio, All Talk No Filter. We out.